This sixth trade policy review of Korea has allowed us to improve our understanding of Korea's trade and trade-related policies and practices and how they have evolved since the previous review in 2008. We are grateful for the active participation of the Korean delegation, headed by His Excellency Mr. Lee Si-yung, Deputy Minister for Trade. I would also like to thank the discussant, Ambassador Joachim Reiter of Sweden, and members of the TPRB for contributing to what I have found to be a very rich exchange of views. In the course of the review, members praised Korea for its effective policies, including a large fiscal stimulus package and a proactive monetary policy, which enabled a prompt recovery from the 2008 global financial crisis with a solid export performance. Some members were of the view that, despite its resilience, the Korean economy could be affected by falling demand in many of its most important markets. Some members commended Korea for keeping protectionism at bay through the G20 standstill initiative. Members pointed to some of the structural challenges that Korea faces, such as its aging population and the necessity to improve productivity in the energy and services sectors. Members noted that inward foreign direct investment as a percentage of GDP remained relatively low, although efforts to improve the investment environment and to increase integration into the global economy have been undertaken. Several members asked Korea to consider further relaxing its FDI restrictions, regulations, and procedures. Members acknowledged that, alongside its commitments to the rules-based multilateral trading system, Korea continued pursuing comprehensive WTO plus FTAs. Certain members commended Korea's support as a donor to WTO technical assistance activities. Members noted that the customs tariff regime remains complex. The average applied MFN rate is relatively high, and tariff peaks persist. Therefore, members encouraged Korea to consider improvements in this area. They also called for further action by Korea to bring its tariff bindings closer to its applied rates and bind more tariff lines. Members strongly commended Korea for further streamlining its customs procedures. Its trade facilitation regime is now widely recognized as a world leader. They also praised Korea's participation in the WTO negotiations in general and trade facilitation in particular. From a close examination of the observations made and questions posed by delegations during this review, the following areas were suggested for attention from the Korean authorities. And let me say that we have taken note of Minister Lee's comments at the start of today's meeting regarding some of these observations. On tariff rate quotas, members expressed concern about the TRQ administration and practices possibly resulting in underutilized quotas. They asked Korea to improve its low fill rates. On standards, members encouraged Korea to further extend its efforts to align industrial standards to international standards in all sectors with a view to facilitating trade flows. On SBS, some members questioned the discrepancy between Korean legislation and the relevant international standards or guidelines, as well as the scientific basis of certain measures and import barriers on agricultural products. They also asked Korea to simplify its certification, authorization, inspection, and quarantine procedures. On agriculture and fisheries, members noted the budgetary and consumer-related costs resulting from the persistently high level of border protection and domestic support to the sector. Therefore, they encouraged Korea to step up efforts in liberalizing and implementing more market-oriented policies. In manufacturing, a few members expressed concern over the impact of measures restricting the importation of cars. In services, some members noted the persistent state involvement and lack of sufficient competition in key services sectors, such as financial, telecommunications, and transportation. They encouraged Korea to increase competition in services. And here, let me also say that we have taken note of the comments by Minister Lee regarding the increase in research and development for the sector, as well as FTA liberalization and a good disposition towards considering farther market reforms in this area. This successfully concludes our sixth review of Korea. The keen interest shown by members in this review, as reflected in the large number of advanced questions and the many interventions made, indicates the important role of Korea in the multilateral trading system and in the WTO. The TPRB appreciates Korea's responses to the many questions it received and looks forward to receiving any outstanding answers within a month. We hope that this exercise will encourage the Korean authorities to continue to reflect on their trade policies and their country's role as a major trading partner. We further hope that Korea will maintain its positive impact on the multilateral trading system and the world economy in the years to come.